Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. Today we're going to talk about squids in space. I hope you heard that, like pigs in space from the Muppets, because as soon as I read that headline in the news this week, that is immediately what I thought. And I'm sure that the authors were wanting to invoke. And it did get a click through. I'm like, why are squid going to space?
Yeah.
That is weird. So let's talk about it. So the goal of sending squid to space is to study how they can help scientists see how astronauts could better cope with health issues in space.
Are we that similar to squid?
Apparently so.
Oh.
So here's the problems. Some of the problems that they're curious about that have been happening for these many decades that are perplexing, because you have a very small study group that are very time bound. So if you're not on the space station with people, and then what you can do to those people in space and still have them be effective employees and living there is very limited. Because what can happen, apparently the composition of the intestinal microbiota becomes more similar in the astronauts who are together in a space environment, which that's not hugely surprising.
Right.
Not totally. But there's a drop in the abundance of bacterial taxa, and there are alterations in their skin microbiome, which we don't like to think about very much. But we have a symbiotic relationship with our bacteria and the things that live on us. Gravity is hard on that. University of Hawaii professor Margaret McFall-Ngai was quoted as saying, "We have found that the symbiosis of humans with their microbes is perturbed in microgravity."
Perturbed?
Yes, I loved that. So the perturbation of our microbiomes is in microgravity is the subject of study.
Huh.
So researcher Jamie Foster she received her doctorate at the University of Hawaii, is coordinating. She's getting the squids to space. Who would have thought? I'm in Hawaii, but I'm going to be part of space. She doesn't get to go to space, but her squid get to. The 128 baby Hawaiian bobtail squids are going to face. Right now it's June 2021, and they are currently in space and will be returning in July.
Oh my gosh, they're adorable. They look like little tiny button mushrooms with eyes and tiny tentacles.
They are terrific, yes.
Aww. Oh, they're super tiny. Little tiny.
Really tiny.
Like eraser tiny. Like on the end of a regular yellow pencil tiny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm also looking at a picture of an aquarium bag. It's a little plastic bag and it says aquarium bag on it. And the little tiny squiddies are in it.
It is small. So basically what they like about these little guys is they know that they also have problems with their bacteria and their microbiomes in a low gravity situation, and that they're a much simpler organism to study. So they might take the first steps of identifying a very basic way that it's happening and get the first steps in the process. Why is this happening? Because the astronauts are experiencing things like skin infections and all kinds of, and if you have a dormant bacteria, a virus in your body, like if you happen to have herpes, like you get cold sores, you're likely to get them in space. Those long dormant things, for some reason, it's like they shake loose and they're like, this is a good time to pop out. So you can send people to space and they can be healthy and have quarantined and they can still become sick.
Can you imagine you're up in space, you're trying to do your work, and now you have shingles and you're on fire?
Yes, that's exactly.
Wow, it might all be because of a little tiny button squid.
Yes, we'll know the answer.
That we're not covered with rashes. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check out our Instagram, and our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.